The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. Oh, we've got another amazing show in store for you today. Of course, let us just jump right in. I know you've been waiting all week long for your quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham. So let's see what the universe and Abraham have in store for us before I introduce our guest. Let us see from Mike Dooley in the universe. You can dance with the illusions of time and space, choosing your steps based upon things and events as they now are. Or you can dance with your dreams, choosing your steps based upon things and events as they will be. And I bet you can guess which steps will perpetuate today's illusions and which ones will change everything. Shall we? The universe. Ah, we love our quotes from Mike Dooley and the universe. Doing the cha-cha today, I see. The universe wants to dance with us. So, yes, it's always important to choose your dance partner wisely. So let's see what Abraham has in store today. See this world as a free world, and see everyone in it as trying, through their individual experiences, to find their way back to that calling, back to that source energy. And even though there are billions of them going about it in a way that is different than you would choose, there's no right or wrong way. In other words, bless them all and get on with the only thing you have any power about, which is opening or closing your vortex to your natural state of well-being. Abraham. Two very interesting interrelated quotes, I feel. One, obviously from Abraham, talking about how, you know, everybody goes about things their own way, in a sense, the way the universe says, everyone has their own dance. Right. If you go to a dance party and there are, you know, dozens and dozens of people there, no two people are dancing exactly the same way. And that doesn't make any one person dancing right or any one person dancing wrong. And it doesn't necessarily mean one is better than the other. They're just different. And you may like or one type of style of dance may appeal to you compared to another, and one may not appeal to you as much. And that's fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having preferences. But I think the key to this is, it's not about having preferences, it's about, you know, judgment. It's about removing that judgment that something being right or wrong or good or bad, and just seeing the beauty in the diversity that is life. You know, this world is so diverse. There's so many different cultures, so many different customs, so many different types of food, of dress, of just daily routines and activities. And it's not that any one routine is better than any other. One works for some people and another works for other people. So if we can just kind of remove the judgment of like, oh, this person's doing it that way, that's not right. And we just try and appreciate the beauty of like, oh, I never thought of doing things that way. You know, it kind of reminds me of there was a scene I'm going to date myself, in an old TV show, All in the Family. And I remembered Archie Bunker was there, Carol O'Connor with Rob Reiner. He's tall and thin, young guy. And he's watching him put his socks and his shoes on. And he puts on one sock and then one shoe and then another sock and another shoe. And as he's putting on the second shoe, Carol O'Connor turns to him and is like, what are you doing? And he goes, what do you mean? He says, what are you doing? Everybody puts on both socks first and then both shoes. And he's like, yeah, so I do it differently. He goes, yeah, that's crazy. You shouldn't do it like that. You know, what if there's a fire and you have to run out real quick? You one foot will have a shoe on and one foot will be barefoot. And Carl Reiner is so funny, turns to him and goes, yeah, but what if it's snowing outside? I can hop around on one foot and stay dry and both feet will get wet on you. And everyone laughs. And so it's so true. It's like, you know, just because we do things differently doesn't mean it's any better or any worse than the way anyone else does it. If it works for us, great. If it doesn't work for us, hey, then change your dance step. You know, there's nothing that says you have to do things the exact same way just because it's the way you learned when you were a little kid, or it's the way your parents did it, or it's the way you were taught in school. We can be creative. We can be different. We can choose our own path. And how to best choose the path? As Abraham would say, you lean into what's the best feeling way of doing it for you. When you feel that emotion inside and it just feels right, even if you can't explain it, well, that's the dance step to take. That's the direction to lean in life. And don't worry about what anyone else says. They have their own dance step. They have their own path in life, and that's fine. Their path does not need to be your path, and your path does not need to be their path. There are over 7 billion of us in this world. There are probably more than 21 billion different paths and multiple billions of paths to get to where we all want to go. So, a couple of great quotes, and I have a feeling very apropos, as always, for our guest in studio today. It is my pleasure to welcome Alka Dhillon, who is the founder and CEO of Technolink, a company that provides information technology and management consulting services to both government and commercial clients. And in 2012, she received a Brava Women's Business Achievement Award and was named one of the top 100 women leaders in the STEM Award, which is Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. In 2013, locally grown honor from the Network for Teaching Entrepreneurship and the Abe Venable Legacy Award for Lifetime Achievement from the U.S. Department of Commerce's Minority Business Agency. Wow, she's like really got a lot of good stuff going on. She holds a BA degree in economics and Spanish from the University of Virginia and is a regular contributor to the Huffington Post and blogs at The Spiritual CEO. Ooh, so you know this is like my kind of person. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Alka.
Thank you, Sam. So happy to be here with everyone.
It's wonderful to be here. And of course, you know, we're here because you've recently come out with a new book called The Ohm Factor, A Woman's Spiritual Guide to Leadership. 7 essential tools and 7 key traits to cultivate your success and well-being. Let me see. You're like this technology company CEO, and you also talk about a women's spiritual guide to leadership. Not two things you often think go hand in hand, are they?
No, they're not. But I tell you, if you've ever been around technology or business for any length of time, which I'm sure you have in reading your bio, you need it. And absolutely. I realized in the 15 years that I've that Technolink has been in operations that there would be so many times where I would be feeling so many different emotions or going through so many things with different clients and all these challenges on how to close a deal, how to deal with a difficult situation. And there were never tools that were available to me or taught to me, so I thought, to deal with them in the moment. And when I realized that when you really go within, you'll realize that all those tools, you had them before. I was actually taught all these tools that I've written in the book.
Oh, really?
By my parents, especially my father. And you don't tap into them until you need them. And so I realized that, you know, I was actually utilizing these things without knowing it. And so then I decided, I said, you know what? This can help so many people because... In a moment, you can switch the entire conversation.
Right.
You can switch it, even if it turns out that it seems like it's a, it is going the wrong way, and you're about to lose that that client or not get the deal that you want.
Right.
You can change it and shift it in 1 second, and that comes from you, not from them.
Was there a precipitating moment that kind of made you realize all this, or was there, you know, something that kind of the light bulb turned on and goes, ooh, like, wow, like I was just able to do this. And like, these are like deep tools that I have. I never realized what I was doing before. Was there something in a particular instant that really brought it to your consciousness, or was it a gradual process that happened over time?
Yes, it was a, there was a definite, a very tragic moment, and that's when things happen, right?
Yes, usually,
So I was about, I think 22 or 23 at the time, and my father suddenly passed away from a heart attack. He was very young, and I still have two younger sisters, and at the time the youngest was 16, and we're a very close family. It still is very, you know, difficult to even navigate through that kind of grief. What happened was, it you know, at that point he was the breadwinner, he was a restaurateur, and everything kind of fell on me being the eldest financially. Emotionally, we were all navigating through things, but to have that kind of financial pressure at the time,
and where
was
were
a
you
lot.
Living at the time?
In, I grew up in the Washington D.C. area in Mount Vernon, in particular, and so I'm a D.C. girl, and so you know, being there, what happened was my body, like everyone's, when you go through stress of any kind, it starts. I was in and out of the emergency room for about 30 days, and no one could figure out what was wrong with me. One day I couldn't walk. One day my left arm wouldn't work. One day I couldn't see properly. I just, my heart was racing. It just, all these different manifestations of the grief. And so there was that day where I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, who the heck is this woman? Who is this person? I don't even know who I am. And I enrolled in a yoga class. And at the end of that yoga class was a meditation. And it brought me right back to my father sitting on the banks of the Potomac River meditating every day. And I would grow up seeing that, thinking it was crazy.
Oh, really?
I tell you, I did that class for 2 weeks straight. Never went back to an emergency room. So, yes, there was a big event.
Gotcha. Your father used to meditate on the banks of the Potomac. At that time, I must imagine that was more the exception. It wasn't quite as acceptable back then as it is now. Where did it come from? Where did he get his sort of immersion in this?
You know, from our family, we're from India. I'm a first generation Indian American, and my parents came over in the 60s, you know, when they got married, and my father finished his school here, went to GW University, but he got a degree in engineering, go figure, became a restaurateur. But he would sit at the banks of the Potomac River with the waves washing up and meditating, and people would just stop, as you said, and just stare and wonder, along with me, what is this man doing? You know, can we please get on with it? You know, but in reality, as you know, and all your listeners know, everything comes from within. When we look outside for answers, you're going to only be left with questions.
Exactly. Wow. So he was really on sort of the cutting edge of things. I mean, back in the 60s when the Maharishi first came over with the Beatles and TM first got started. Wow. Very cool. What part of India was your family from?
From Punjab.
Punjab.
Yeah, from the northern part of India.
Very cool. Very cool. Have you ever gone back there to visit family?
Yes. Most of my family is there. My mother and my aunts are here, a couple of aunts. But other than that, everyone is in India. So I don't get to go back as often now. But yes, love going back.
Wow. So I'm just curious. Well, I guess, and I hate to like give in to stereotypes, but having been a computer nerd myself, I know it is very common to find lots of Indian people in the computer technology field. But I mean, like when you were a little girl, did you love tinkering with things, or you were just good at math, or, you know, did you kind of know you were going to go into that route, or no, it was kind of
Sam, I thought I was going to be a pediatrician. I really did. Okay. I went thinking I was going to be a doctor, pediatrician, all of these things. Uh-huh. Went to UVA. Uh-huh. Was pre-med for 3 out of my 4 years.
Oh,
and
wow.
On the third year, I said, I can't stand blood. I can't stand cutting people. There's no way I'm doing this.
Right.
I'm really good at business. I grew up in business. I was in the restaurants when I was 7 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know what? Right. I'm going to go do what I really, and that's where your soul speaks
good.
To you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I
yeah,
listened.
Yeah, yeah.
It was speaking to me earlier. I didn't
right.
listen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, great. And by the way, engineer going into restaurateur makes perfect sense because engineers are all about solving problems. And like the restaurant business is a crazy business. You're constantly solving problems. So it made perfect sense your father became a restaurateur. All right, it's time for us to take our first commercial break. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about the Ohm Factor and what kind of motivated you to create that. And we'll get into some of the 7 essential tools and some of those key traits as well. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hello, I'm JC.
I'm Joan.
And welcome to 21st Century Entrepreneur. We bring education,
insight,
knowledge,
awareness,
trouble,
craziness, and fun.
For you, the entrepreneur who's looking to build your business.
And your community. Listen every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern on talkradio.nyc. And you can tweet us at 21st CE Radio or Talk Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
And welcome back. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And my guest this hour is Alka Dhillon, author of The Ohm Factor, A Woman's Guide, A Spiritual Guide to Leadership. So, Alka, we talked last segment, you know, got a little bit of your background and kind of where this stuff comes from. I mean, obviously, it's ingrained in your blood, I would say, probably in your DNA, a lot of these things. When you realized, you know, you had this tragedy in your life, you had to deal with it and you know, sort of came back to meditation and started to actually use these tools to help you in the very fast-paced world of technology, which is very high pressure, constantly changing, you know, not an easy thing to do. What kind of made you realize that it was worth, like, letting other people know about this stuff and actually writing the book, The Ohm Factor?
Well, you know, for me, I'm the type of person that I have to try it before I buy it. And I think
okay.
a lot of people are like that.
Yeah.
So when I was noticing that I would do these techniques that, you know, I talk mm-hmm. about, and I noticed that there was an immediate shift, not only within myself, but in the outcome,
mm-hmm.
I said, my gosh, this is better than any kind of, you know, long-term course somebody could take.
Mm-hmm.
You can apply these in the moment. And by the way,
mm-hmm.
the outcome will be catered to whomever is doing it and what they're intention is, right? So just because I'm doing this technique and I'm getting X outcome, you can do the technique and you'll get Y outcome because we are all here doing different dances,
right? Exactly.
As we talked about. So I just, you know, the foundation of going within is just so important. Now, I want to demystify meditation. I know a lot, most of your listeners probably have a resounding practice of meditation, but I just feel I need to say that if you think that it matters how long you meditate versus how often and how consistent you meditate, you're mistaken. And I want to say that if you're feeling like you're meditating and you're still not seeing a difference, I'd like to encourage you to start with, to go, let's say you're at 20 minutes, which your listeners probably are that or more, go to two. Okay. And do it every single day.
Right.
Because that is, you are then bringing that silence and that state of stillness into every interaction. When you do 20 minutes or 1 hour, two times a week versus somebody that did 2 to 5 minutes every single day, I'll take that 2 to 5 any day of the week.
I tell that to my clients all the time. I go, look, I don't care if you're even doing it for 1 minute. Start just doing 1 minute consistently for a day. That 1 minute before too long will turn to 2 minutes, will turn to 5 minutes, and you'll be looking to find ways to give yourself more time to do it. Consistency always beats out length. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And that's the entire thing, is that then when you're in that place, right, you can apply the tools that you need to use within that moment. Because listen, I don't care how long you meditate or how often you meditate, you're going to have challenges that arise, right? You want to get to the point where you're responding to them rather than reacting to them. You also want to get to the point where those feelings of those overwhelm, anger, resentment, fear, anxiety, those happen less often. And it's, I believe I found 7 traits that I've cultivated and work on cultivating daily within myself that truly can bring you to where you're not hemorrhaging as often.
Okay, great. Why don't we get into that? Why don't we talk about some of those 7 traits?
Great.
So where do we start off?
Oh, there's, you know, we don't have time for all of them, but we can start. I say.
What are the top 3?
I think, you know, you're asking me to pick from 7 great things. So, okay, being present, I think is very important. I'd like to talk about that for just briefly. I think when people say being present, it's a term that's used so often, so loosely, and it's like, what the heck does that mean? I mean, what it means to me is that the person sitting in front of you is the most important person at that moment. When you realize that that person is there for a reason, and whatever is happening to you is happening for you, and you take that inhale and exhale and you're in that moment, that is where magic happens. That is where creativity emerges. That is where real solutions emerge. Being present.
And it's not just being present with other people, it's being present with yourself.
Absolutely.
You know, it's being present with, what are you feeling in that moment? You know, you may not be with someone, but maybe you just had a really tense meeting and you come out and it's like, what am I feeling now? Oh my God, I'm like, I feel tense, I feel stressed. And by being present to it and giving space to it, now all of a sudden you can breathe a little and relax a little, right?
Absolutely. And we are all taking that meditation that we do in the morning and we're bringing that stillness there. So that is there. And a quick way to bring yourself into the present moment to me, and it's so simple, when I just inhale and exhale and I just say, okay, I'm going to inhale and exhale, just that millisecond, it seems so silly, but you're brought right into that present moment right now. If I just consciously did that one breath, it's not 50 breaths. That one breath, I'm here.
Exactly.
Okay. I think
number 2,
giving freely and being grateful. That giving freely, I'd like to talk about that. We talk about being grateful all the time, but giving freely is when you give without expecting anything back. And by anything back, I don't mean that, oh, I don't expect them to give me something. No, even the anticipation of, what people do is that they say, well, I'm going to cultivate, quote unquote, this relationship. But in the end, you still have an agenda.
Yeah.
Business people have an agenda. Most of us have an agenda.
Absolutely.
Now, you can make yourself feel like it's far into the future and you want to cultivate a relationship, right?
Right.
I think that you're still, all you're doing is prolonging the agony at the end, right?
Okay.
You're just pushing it to the future.
Right.
So I, when I say give freely, I mean check your ego at the door. Every moment is such a divine gift. It truly is. I cannot tell you how many times I have been in situations, which is going to lead into the third thing, or I've been in situations where somebody has come up to me that I have no idea who they are, don't have any idea. They may or may not have anything to offer me, you know, it doesn't matter. But they ask me, you know, hey, would you mind taking my resume? And, you know, and I always try to give them whatever, if, you know, 30 seconds, a minute, if I can give more, I will. And I look at it and I say, okay, great. Let me see whom I can, you know, connect you with. It's the connection, you know, because at the end of the day, you are then making a difference. That's what we're here to do. You know, as Mahatma Gandhi says, you know, be the change you wish to see in the world. Brings me to the third thing. And this is not the last thing. You asked me for three. I could go to the top three. And, or, you know, I just be open to serendipity. And I'm going to give you a story here.
Okay.
How I learned this. I was sitting in a very big, and I'm not going to say whose lecture, who was speaking, Fortune 50 CEO was speaking.
Okay.
Not 100, not 500, 50.
Gotcha.
50 CEO was speaking. And I was determined, okay, determined that I need to meet with this gentleman. I must. I absolutely must. Must have been about 800 people in this auditorium.
Gotcha.
I said, I'm going to meet with this guy. I have to. I had my ego, agenda, everything was with me. I was carrying all of it.
Okay.
I said, I'm going to meet with this guy. After that, he's going to become my client. After that, we're going to, you know, all of these things. I had it all planned out. Person sitting to my left was a woman. Person sitting to my right was a gentleman. And I had my cell phone with me. Of course, I'm ready to go because I was going to be the first person to get up. And the woman sitting next to me tried to make conversation with me. And I was just, you know, again, in my tunnel vision and directed. I was polite, nodded. But I noticed I was cutting it short. I was cutting it short. My phone fell. My phone fell. She reached down to pick it up and give it to me. And I looked at her and I was like, thank you so much. I said, thank you so much for this. She said, no problem, you know. And she said, what do you do? So she's asking me, what do you do?
Right.
I give her my typical spiel that we all give. I'm the
pitch.
CEO of Technolink. I'm this, I'm that. Not anything about who I am, right?
Right.
It's about my titles. I gave her all of that. She said, oh, that's great. And then he starts speaking again. It was at a little break, you know. And I just immediately turned. Didn't ask her anything about herself. Next break comes because you only get two breaks. My phone falls again. I am not kidding. My phone falls.
Okay.
This is the universe.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I reach down to pick it up. She gets to it before me. And I don't know where, but somehow the universe gave me a sign to ask her, what do you do? What brings you here? She says, I'm his assistant. Because I told her I need to meet him. I told her who I was, why I was here. She didn't say anything. If I wouldn't have asked her, please, please, listeners, learn from me. Be open to serendipity. Be conscious of the signs. The phone falling were signs. Elka, wake up. Get out of your own way. Please. She's right in front of you. And now that man, that company is one of our largest clients. Has been our client for 8 years.
Wow.
And I tell you, she got me a meeting. So I just want to say, you know, be
wonderful.
So that's what I would say.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Very cool. Very cool. Okay, great. So we did three of the seven traits. Maybe when we come back, we'll do three of the seven tools.
Great.
Okay. Wonderful. So everybody, please stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Elka Dillon here on the Conscious Consultant Hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
Are you looking for a show where people talk about real stuff like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Well, then you have come to the right place because the Rob and Callie Show is doing just that. For the last 10 years, Rob and I have been having our own version of Sunday morning therapy sessions on the phone, and now we're bringing it to the radio.
So tune in and call in live Wednesdays 8 to 8:30 on talkradio.nyc.
And that's Eastern Standard Time, so join us.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
And welcome back. We're talking this hour with Alka Dillon, author of The Om Factor, A Woman's Spiritual Guide to Leadership. So last segment, we talked about some of the three of the seven key traits to cultivate success. And you also, your subtitle of the text is also Seven Essential Tools. So if I know my audience, they want the tools. So maybe we can touch upon, you know, two or three of the tools and give them a little exercise. But let's talk about, what are some of the tools? What are the tools you like to employ that help?
You know, I like to use the things that I think come up most frequently. Mm-hmm. And I feel that the tool for when you feel indecisive about something, that happens in the workplace a lot. And you don't realize it, but you will hire a person and you will be like, okay, did I make the right choice? Mm-hmm. Is that person going to bring in the revenue? Are they going to meet our goals? Are they the right person? You start to then ask people, hey, what do you think? Do you bring in your trusted advisors and they give you their opinions and they will probably all differ, right? Then you have this clouded soup in front of you, right? And I feel like at that moment, you are more confused than ever because you trust these people. But they're giving you their opinions from their level of consciousness, from their experiences.
And
that is not where you are. That is not your journey. That is not your dance. So again, when you go within and you're able to do that, it works. But what's the foundation besides meditation? It's also the mental acuity that I feel we are all losing, and we feel we're losing because we are, you know.
What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is you are every day, you know, people say that you're killing brain cells and your brain cells are dying and these things. Those are phenomenons that actually happen. Mm-hmm. We don't utilize our brain. We utilize such a small percentage of that brain. The mental acuity, the reason I feel we are losing it is because we are tuned in more to the noise and not to the peace within. So that sounds so much more, I don't know why, inviting to us to be involved in the drama, to be involved in the chaos. So how do you bring yourself? Here's an exercise called the Seth Nam meditation. And I don't know if a lot of your listeners may know it already, but I use this all the time. One, for mental acuity, and two, to bring myself into the present moment.
Okay, great.
If I'm talking on the phone, you can use one hand, all right? Or you can use two hands. But if I'm talking on the phone, then I'll use one hand in doing this. If I'm in a meeting, both hands will be under my desk and I'll be doing it with both hands, okay? Or one hand if I'm writing with a pen. So you take your thumb finger to your index finger and say the sound sa.
Sa.
Thumb finger to middle finger, say the sound tha.
Tha.
Thumb finger to ring finger, say the sound na.
Na.
Thumb finger to pinky and say the sound ma.
Ma.
Sa, tha, na, ma. Satanama. Satanama. You are touching, and I'm doing this as we're talking, as you can see, the ends of your fingers are very, very, very important because they send signals to your brain to not only bring yourself in this present moment, but to slow your system, your entire nervous system down. I can notice even how my tone is changing as I'm talking with you. I can even feel it within me.
Right.
And you are then regenerating the memory centers also in your brain through these particular points.
Oh, interesting.
Proven scientific fact. And so that brings your indecisiveness. It brings you right back. So when I'm trying to make a decision, I'm doing this all the time.
Okay.
All the time.
Interesting.
And I go within. So I would really suggest, I encourage everyone to do this. It takes seconds. You can do as many rounds as you want.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
But it's such a great exercise.
Oh, very cool. Well, I'm assuming if you're in a meeting, you're not actually saying those sounds
out
loud.
No, but you can say it in your mind also. Thank you for saying that, Sam. So I say it in my mind. You know, as if I notice that there's a challenging situation or something's not going the way I'd like, because again, only you can steer that course the right way. When we feel, I feel like when we feel that we're dependent upon the other person sitting there to change, you know, you're drinking poison and expecting the other person to die, right? Nelson Mandela said it really well.
Exactly. I actually just... I had mentioned that quote at a thing I did this weekend about, you know, anger.
Oh, and that was the other one, right?
Yes. Yeah. Anger is drinking poison, expecting the other person to die.
Right.
So I'm curious, when you came out with this book, you're probably pretty well known as, like, you know, this tech company CEO, very straight laced. Did you start get some like pushback of like, oh my God, she's gone off the deep end. Another one's gone into the spiritual woo woo stuff.
No, you know, actually I'm known on my Twitter handle, Instagram, Facebook is all at the spiritual CEO. So anyone, you know, I believe that your spirituality, which is not religion, but your spirituality is part and parcel of you. I don't leave that when I'm in a meeting. Everyone knows that about me. And I've felt a sense of embracing it. And I've actually felt meant, you know, this book, and as Dr. Wayne Dyer said in his endorsement on that, which was so amazing, he said, although designed for women, I as a man found it spiritually invigorating. It was such an honor because I, you know, these traits can be for men as well. These tools can be for men. It's for human beings, right? We're all having, you know, that experience.
Do you find people are now more open to this kind of message than in the past?
Absolutely. I think the level of consciousness is raising all around us.
Right.
I think, you know, everyone had it within them. And, you know, it just has to rise. We have to understand that, again, as I said before, everything is within us.
Right.
I mean, the divine is within us,
right?
So
absolutely. Yeah, you know, a friend of mine, he's very much into this concept of conscious capitalism.
Yeah.
And he told me how he was at the conscious capitalism conference out in San Francisco.
Right.
And there, he said the one thing, though, he was surprised is people talked about this and that, about being more conscious, treating your employees better, treating your customers better, all this kinds of stuff. But no one really came up and like talked about their own spiritual practice publicly. And he went up to the guy, I think he said it was one of the co-founders of Twitter, and asked him, and he said, do you have your own spiritual practice? Oh, of course, yeah, absolutely. I meditate every day. And he's like, why didn't you say anything on stage? Oh, no, I can't say anything on stage about that. But like, it's kind of like this little known secret that like behind the scenes, like all like of this and throughout Silicon Valley and a bunch of these technology companies, like all of these CEOs are meditating, have a spiritual practice, are doing all this kinds of stuff, but they're not necessarily coming forward with it because they still have that fearful mindset of people will judge them for it.
Right. And you know, the title of the book, The Ohm Factor, the Ohm Factor is about are the qualities that those people and that we all possess, right? That flow through life.
Right.
And all these people like the Diane von Furstenbergs, Deepak Chopra, anybody, these people are running billion-dollar corporations.
Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Man. Winfrey,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
$1 billion corporations, and they have beautiful relationships,
mm-hmm.
loving, nurturing relationships. They have a strong philanthropic practice mm-hmm. as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they're nice.
Yeah.
How can that be?
Right. Oh, right? No, those wealthy people, they're no good.
So I've met several of them and just even meeting people like you sitting in front of me. And, you know, you realize that, and if you ask any of these people, they mm. all have a spiritual practice of some sort, a meditation right. foundation of some sort. Right. So I coined it the Om Factor. And I want all of us, okay. and that's why this book was written, is that we all have it. We need to cultivate it within ourselves mm. so that you can achieve your success. There's right. a reason why the word is your success, yeah, success. On the cover,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
because success means different things to different people. It's not money for everyone.
Right. And it's success and well-being.
And well-being.
Right.
But success can mean money for people, and that's fantastic.
Right. Right, it, can right, right. it can be abundance. It can mean flow.
Anything.
Or it can be relationships.
But this will help you get to where you want your definition to be.
Right, right,
and
right.
that's why that was all very carefully chosen.
Very nice. Very nice. So what kinds of reactions have you gotten from the book so far? I mean, it's been out a little while now. Have you been getting a very positive reaction from people?
Very positive. Oh, wonderful. You know, it sold out within 24 hours on Amazon.
Oh,
They've
really?
Now replenished it, which is great. Thank you. It's
wow.
That's done really well. People are the overwhelming thing I'm getting is from men saying, why did you say this is why does it say a women's spiritual guide? Because
right.
we love it.
Right.
People what? Are saying that they are implementing the tools immediately. Mm.
Uh-huh.
People are saying that people that have never meditated are saying now I meditate daily.
Oh,
the book's only
wow.
been out 3 weeks. It came out May 5th, but I tell you.
Yeah, but it's been out a little while, but you've already gotten a very positive response to it.
Very positive.
Wonderful. Yeah, so just curiously, why did you subtitle it A Woman's Spiritual Guide to Leadership?
You know, I have had a lot, been blessed with a lot of female mentors in my life, and I wanted to pass along the same to others.
Mm.
And so I also found that, you know, women deal with certain emotions very differently than men. And I wanted to speak to those, you know, types
right.
of things in
right.
writing it though.
Mm.
And in seeing people's reactions, they seem to feel that men are benefiting from it too.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Wonderful. Well, let's take a quick break. It's our, believe it or not, our last commercial break for the show. And when we come back, let's talk about what's coming next for Alka Dhillon. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we will be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and storytelling? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your brand new radio host on talkradio.nyc. I've been professionally writing and drawing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for over 15 years. Catch my new show, Secrets of the Sire, Fridays at 11 a.m., and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com right now.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guest this hour has been Alka Dhillon, founder and CEO of Technoleak and author of The Om Factor, a woman's spiritual guide to leadership that is not just for women, right, Alka?
Exactly.
That's wonderful. So you've gotten a pretty positive response to this so far. Is there more to The Om Factor than the book?
You know, the Om Factor to me is, you know, it's how I, you know, navigate through my life and mm-hmm. how I practice my life, how I practice right. in business, right. any interaction that I have, I'm bringing all of this. And, you know, to me, the Om Factor, the beauty of it is that in this book, you can read it once all the way through, right? Mm-hmm. But then as you need and you're feeling certain things, you can just flip to the chapter. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of just keep it with you as a handbook as well, which right, I love. Right. I refer to it myself, because it just, you know, there's certain beautiful poems in there, I think, right. that just kind of center you as well. But more importantly, I think for the listeners, you want to have the plug and play tools that you can use right. in the moment. And that, right. I think, is key.
Uh-huh. Gotcha. Gotcha. Do you have like not probably in depth, but I mean, could you simply describe maybe what, do you have any kind of a daily practice? I mean, besides just meditating, you know, are there certain ways which you start or end your day that you think are, you'd like to share?
You know, I know it seems like just meditation, but literally yeah. that mine is that I start okay. my day, in meditation and started in the place of stillness. And all I do, I'm going to tell you right now, is I happen to be able to sit on the ground. There are people that cannot, and you can sit in a chair, mm-hmm. but I literally, with my palms open, mm-hmm. I close my eyes and observe my breath. And that is what I do. And it, you know, I do it for a great length of time, but that I've worked on that right, 19 right. years though.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So, right. it is the foundation of my being, you know, and it enables me to, not only function, but to really, truly experience life.
Do you maybe have an example of something recent that happened, like a very stressful situation that you were able to really use the tools that you talk about here to kind of navigate through it?
Yes. I mean, this was, I don't know how recent, maybe, yeah, about 9 months ago.
Okay.
The meditation, I don't know if whoever was tuned in, the Satnam meditation that mm-hmm. I was talking to you about, the one you can use in a moment, in the
right.
moment.
Uh-huh.
I was sitting across a table from this group that had come in. It was a client that was actually unhappy.
Okay.
The worst. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because we very rarely get that.
Right,
and
right.
I had gone into their domain, right? And they were going to deliver the fact that they were just unhappy and they were going to go elsewhere.
Right.
And that is not something that happens often at Technoleak mm-hmm. and not something that I ever wanted to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I sat down mm-hmm. and before I went in with the intention of not wanting to control the outcome. I did mm-hmm. not have the intention of, please don't let them leave.
Mm.
That's the key.
Mm.
Whether it's in relationships, whether it's in business, do right. not hold on to, please don't let them, you know, right. throw us out as a client. Please don't let right, him right, or her right. leave me. You know, all these things.
Right.
Don't wish that. Wish right. for. Mm. And what my intention was, please, universe, let the highest good come for all parties involved in this situation.
Right.
That was it.
Right.
That's all I said.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't, I let go,
right.
but I still brought my tools with me. So
right.
I okay. went into the meeting and I went in smiling and sat down and I just said, you know, thank you for allowing me to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Would love to hear about how your experience has been.
Mm-hmm.
And they looked at me, first of all, like, you know why you're here. You know, there's five of us sitting here in suits and you're this one person sitting here and you're asking us how our experience has been. Our experience has been crappy.
Right.
That's how they were looking at me.
Right.
But when I said that, for some reason, it was different even before I started using the tools.
Subtle shift. Yeah.
Subtle shift at that point. And so then they said, you know, listen, thank you for coming in. It was a little bit softer. Thank you for coming in. You know, we're not so pleased with this, this, and this, mm-hmm. right?
Right?
And I said, oh, okay. And I start doing my,
right.
you know, my Satnam, my touching my fingertips, right. as I mentioned earlier. And I just kept talking. I said, okay, great. You know, let's talk about that. How would you like to see things? Mm. Can you share that with me? Mm. Rather than me saying, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. We're going to do this for you. That's not what they want. First of all, they don't want me anymore.
Right.
At that point. So I said, how would you envision that? How would you like? And they said, well, you know, actually, if you could do this and if you could do this and if you could make your project manager be on site 4 days a week instead of two, you know, because we're not feeling like there's that engagement there. Mm-hmm. And if you could, you know, deliver this demo sooner than what you had said, you know, things like that. They gave a list of things. And I looked down and I paused and I really took it in. And I said, absolutely, we can do all these things. And but I said, without just taking that, I said, you know, but is this what's going to make you happy? Is this what you truly want? And they said, well, also there is this other thing. And that other thing.
That was the
real thing.
Yeah.
So you have to know that even though you're getting everything you want, it's delivered to you on a silver platter.
Mm-hmm.
Be very mindful when you're dealing with someone else because what they're really feeling, and they didn't feel comfortable enough to share it with me until the end.
Right.
And it was only when they felt like, you know what, we're going to give her another shot in their minds. They didn't tell me that.
Right.
And then they said this thing and I said, okay. And I said, all right. And I said, thank you so much for being so open to share that with me. And what was their response? Thank you for listening to us and being so open. And thank you for being here.
Wow.
And it was such a great, we didn't lose the client.
Wow.
It was a fantastic outcome.
Wow.
I don't only attribute the Sat Nam meditation, but I also attribute the other meditation that I do daily. Right. But I tell you, in that moment, I really believe because it brought me, that Sat Nam meditation brought me to that present moment right there.
Mm.
I just saw it shift right before my eyes and I was open to it.
Because you weren't, it brought you to that place where you're not being defensive, right? Because typically what would happen in a situation like that, you get defensive, then they get defensive, and then they, you know, by the end of the meeting, everyone's like, oh, forget it, it's just not going to work. But instead, you were really present and listened, and instead of getting defensive, you became curious and said, you know, is that it? Is this really what you need? What can we do? How can we help you? Instead of trying to justify your position, instead of trying to justify what's happened.
Because it's not about you, right? It's not about you. We give so much self-importance to ourselves. It's not that deep.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're not that important, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Don't take it personally.
Don't take it personally. And, you know, I feel that you're right. When I was doing, you know, doing that Sat Nam meditation, it brought me to that present moment where I was out of my head, right? Like people say, get out of your own way. It was out of my head and I was into my heart and I could sense that there was something they weren't saying.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Alka, for coming
on the
show today. It's been a pleasure having you here in studio. So the Om Factor, where can people get it? I said, obviously, Amazon, they restocked it.
Yes, it's restocked. It's all there. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, in your bookstores. You can get it also at my website, alkadhillon.com. So alkadhillon.com. There I have my blog there. I also have a free 5-minute guided by me heart-centered meditation that you can download.
Oh, wonderful.
So please go there and get it. And so that's fantastic. Also on there, there's some merchandise on there. So in the book, when you get the book, there are stones that are talked about that I have.
Okay.
If you look at my desk, I have all of them there. So I've created this Om Factor RX kit. Right?
Ah.
Which has all 7 stones. Actually, there are 8 stones. Eight stones in there.
Mm-hmm.
I threw in another one because one of the tools needed to.
Okay.
I felt they really helped me.
Okay.
And then it has a beautiful mala or prayer beads that has the 108 beads that I use.
Okay.
And you can go on there and get that kit. You can get some beautiful t-shirts that have Om Factor on it. You know, if you want to connect with me on Twitter, it's at The Spiritual CEO.
Great.
On Facebook at Alka Dhillon, at my name, at Instagram at The Spiritual CEO. Hashtag right. Ohm Factor. I would love to connect and see all your photos with the book and also how you have cultivated and cultivate your Ohm Factor. I'm very active on social media.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
Thank
Alka.
You,
I really
Sam.
Appreciate
blessings
you taking the time
you. Thank you.
Out of your busy schedule to come here today. Of course, everybody, please stay tuned. Coming up next, your favorite reinvented actor, Kevin Barbaro, with his show Coffee Talk 3.0. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and storytelling? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your brand new radio host on talkradio.nyc. I've been professionally writing and drawing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for over 15 years. Catch my new show, Secrets of the Sire, Fridays at 11 a.m., and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com right now.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Hello, I'm JC.
I'm Joan.
And welcome to 21st Century Entrepreneur. We bring education,
insight,
knowledge,
awareness,
trouble,
craziness, and fun.
For you, the entrepreneur who's looking to build your business
and your community. Listen every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern on talkradio.nyc. And you can tweet us at 21st CE Radio or Talk Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.